question from a gentleman studying audiovisual mediums at college, and certain things are assigned to him to study, but he is concerned, particularly about watching the films of Moore. Would you consider it morally acceptable to watch his films in class, or if they were ever aired on television, or even to buy them? Well, absolutely morally proper. You have to know your enemy in order to deal with him, in order to fight him. Anything you can find out that will equip you to understand your field, the people in it, to function successfully in it, you should do without batting an eye as to the royalties that are going into the pocket of corrupt people. When I did the Ominous Parallels, I can't imagine the amount of money that I poured into con scholars and commentators and editors, etc. But I think I won out in the battle of who did the most damage, at least so far as one person could do it. Now, I do not read anything if I know that it will not facilitate any understanding of the world or any be of any use to action or to my creative work. If I know, in other words, that it is, to use the technical term, crap, as a lot of stuff written about Ayn Rand is. I certainly won't read that, and I certainly do regard, within my knowledge, I wouldn't give a penny morally to the authors. But then, of course, you have to decide, according to what you know about these people. You don't have the advantage of having dealt with them in advance, well, most of them, as I have. Now, it's certainly true with regard to Moore that he has some values as a documentary maker. I don't think you can dispute that, at least on what I've seen. He has some methods that are effective. I don't know how objective they are, but they're effective. And I have to confess that I really loved one of his, which is the only one I ever saw, which is the one on Bush. Now, to be sure, I was not in an objective frame of mind, and I think I would have liked anybody's denunciation of Bush, but I did think that this was effective, and I told a few people that, and I was met universally with a scowl of how could I say anything about that monster. So I'll stop there.